The Holy Gospel is written in the Gospel of John, beginning with the 13th chapter, verse 31.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
And when he had gone out, Jesus said, "Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will also glorify himself in himself and glorify him at once. Little children, yet a little while I am with you, you will seek me just as I said to the Jews, so now I also say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, just as I have loved you. You are also to love one another. By this, all people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer.
Amen.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I got to tell you about Peter, my dog. You know, now this is the chicken killer that we decided to keep and we're going to punish with love. And Peter has occasionally caused me to get more gray hairs, but he will charge the gate, run across the road, down the other road, and go into the bamboo wood patch and things. And he has a good time when he does it. I get in the car, and I go through, I pull into the other road, turn around, park in front of the derelicts that are there, the cars, and open the side door, call Peter, and I get back in the driver's seat and I wait. And what happens is he'll show himself. And I'll say, "Well, get in the car." And sometimes he'll take off and run again. I'll get back out and I said, "Peter, come on, quit fooling around, get in the car. We're going to go for a ride." I get back in and I wait. Pretty soon, here he comes. He pops right back up in the front seat. I get out, close the door. He's all happy to see me. I said, "Well, at least he came. I give him love." We get in the car. We go back on the road, get in the, through the gate, and he's had his ride. Now, what's that got to do with this sermon? I don't know, but hang on. It seemed good and seemed fun to tell you the story. Jesus says to his disciples, "Where I'm going, you cannot come." Going to make a place for them. And this is resemblance of marriage language. In the Jewish community, you get betrothed and the groom would go off to build a place for him and the bride. And after he got the dwelling place built, then he would come back and collect his bride, and there would be the big party and everything, and then they would take off. Not like today where the two of them leave together, because he had to have a place prepared for the bride to come. And Jesus, it's interesting that he basically starts his ministry with a wedding. He makes several references to the process with the parable of the groom and or the ten virgin with the candles, and he's still using this language here. And I'm thinking, that means that the disciples are the bride. That means we're the bride, and the groom is going to come back for us at some point, when everything is prepared. Much like Peter. You know, Peter's funny. He knows I will come back for him. He knows it. And he knows that I'm prepared for him because I open the door and he jumps in. And I find it interesting that Jesus is using this same language with the disciples, and at this point in time, they just don't get it. But that's to be expected, because that's true in all of our lives. There are points in time in which we just don't get it. But it's interesting. The car door is open, waiting for us to get in the car to go. I never thought about it that before. But Peter's bad habit is a wonderful illustration of God is ready for us. He's getting ready for us. He's coming for us. Are we ready to go with him? And it's exciting. Well, I got to thinking. I said, okay, and you know, the question I always ask, and you guys are probably tired of hearing it, but so what? What does it mean to me? It's beautiful language, and we can discuss the academics of it till the cows come home, but it won't matter unless I can tell you what it means to me. So, if I am Peter, a chicken killer, call it a sinner, rebellious, I'm going to go out the gate occasionally, and I'm still loved. Pardon?
Every runaway when called.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and don't run away when God calls. So if you want to know, for me, the image of God, who loves me in spite of my killing chickens and running out the gate and not always obeying, but he still loves me. And I'm going, that's neat. Okay, well, how do I know this is true all the time? Well, I can answer that one easily, because every week we reenact that kind of love. The kind of love that says, you're my bride, and I'm going to come for you. And just to make sure that you understand that I'm going to come for you, I'm going to let you be a part of me. And we reenact that and get that reassurance every week when we do the communion. We participate with Christ in him and he in us. That love between God, the Son, and the bride, we participate in and reenact in. This gives us the strength to go forward tomorrow. Because without this, we lose reassurance and we lose hope. This is a visible hope. This is the car door that's opened so that Peter can get in the door. This is the car door for us to come in and be assured that we are loved. And God, knowing full well that we're going to rush out the gate someday, because that's what we do, he is prepared to accept us back in. And this is the assurance that we have, that God loved us so much that he gave his only son so that we could be with him. That's positive. That's a blessing. And on that, we'll say amen.
Amen.